Welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk this morning. We're sure glad you joined us. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It's great to be back. It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you were out last weekend in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, there was a special 50th anniversary celebration for SCORE out there, and got to learn all the things that are going on in SCORE and how we're going to be helping more people start their businesses and get moving forward in their business plans.
Well, since your visit to Washington, you haven't changed at all.
No, I'm just
Still Randy Melzer.
Yeah, I'm still down to earth and trying very hard to recover.
Midwestern values.
Yeah, trying to recover.
Well, welcome back to the program, Randy.
Thank you.
We're glad you joined us this morning. Our guest is going to be Jeff Scheffler. Jeff is the vice president with Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation. And Jeff is going to be essentially here on behalf of our newest sponsor, Bank First National. They couldn't make it this morning, so they selected Jeff Scheffler to come in and talk about banking, and we're going to roll in some information about Bank First National. We'll give out some phone numbers for Bank First National if you'd like to pursue them for a bank loan for your business. But first, we want to talk a little bit about SCORE Chapter. Our SCORE Chapter is known as the Fox City SCORE Chapter. We have our offices at the Fox City's Chamber building at 125 North Superior Street in Appleton. The chapter's been here in Appleton probably 28 years. This is our 50th anniversary of SCORE as a national organization. There are probably about 325 chapters around the country, about 12,000 mentors, and we have 45 of the best right here in the Fox City's chapter. Our chapter services an 8-county area from Appleton down to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have offices in three cities, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac. And our broadcast goes out to all those areas. If you'd like to know more about the SCORE chapter and how the SCORE mentors can help you, because what we do is we provide mentoring and free advice to our business owners and our business startup clients, you can visit us at foxcities.score.org, or you can call the Chamber building at 920-734-7101. And if you would like to meet with a mentor, go to foxcities.score.org. Click on the mentor button, fill out the application for mentoring, be as precise as you can in describing the need you have, and then we can line you up with the mentor who has the right skill. And our skill sets are pretty broad, actually. They cover expertise in marketing, IT, intellectual properties, banking, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning, retail. If your company is going through a growth spurt and you need some help, or if you'd like to start a company, look us up at foxcities.score.org. We also put on a number of seminars during the year, and we just concluded a five individual days called the Five Simple Steps to Starting a Business. But we're going to be doing it again. And Randy, we got another one coming up on the 17th of September.
Right. As far as the Simple Steps program, for those of you down in the southern part of the viewing of the listening area out there, especially the Fond du Lac area, that's where we're going to hold this program. It's going to be starting on Wednesday, September 17th. It's going to be held at the Marine Park Technical College. And as you mentioned, it's going to be 5 weeks in a row. It is for anyone who is thinking about starting a business, needs help. It'll specialize the first program in just what are the basics, what do you need to know to be a business. The second one is going to go into business concepts, things like insurance, lending, things that I need to know about.
Legal entity. How do you
things.
Want to structure it?
Right. Then the third session is going to be on marketing, including things like social media, using those areas. The fourth one's very, very important, and that's your financial projections. How do I get all the numbers together? And then finally,
what's a balance sheet and what's an income statement? How do they work
correct.
Together?
And having a person who really understands them explain the simplest terms of how to use them.
Yep.
And then finally, funding sources, which we'll be covering some of today, traditional funding sources, as well as some of the non-traditional funding sources that you can use for your business. Now, again, that starts on the 17th of September. There will be five sessions. They're from 6 until 9 every Wednesday night. at Marine Park. And for all of your information on that, please just go out to our website. That's foxcities.score.org and look at the chapter events and local programs. Click on there for all the details. I know it says Fox Cities, but this is targeted especially for those of you down in the Fond du Lac, Washera County, Green Lake, Marquette, and Southern Calumet counties.
And anyone listening in the 8-county area who would like to attend is welcome to register and attend
Absolutely.
Those classes.
Yep.
It's not just for the Fond du Lac area, and it's $25 per person per class.
Right.
Yep.
Now, did you want to go on the talk about the Affordable Health Care, or shall I continue?
Why don't you go on? You're on a roll.
Okay. For the Affordable Health Care Act, again, it's going to be a busy day on September the 17th, but we're going to have a special three-person panel at the Bordini Center out at Fox Valley Tech. That program is going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning with registration at 7:30. We're going to go through the Affordable Health Care Act today, what it means now, what you need to know for the next few months to get ready again for the 2015 year. And we're going to have three experts to talk about it. Linda Heintz, who does a lot of the commercial side of the health care. We're going to have John Ulnus, who does the personal health care lending and health care insurance. And then finally, we're going to have Kurt Haling from Alberts and Haling, an accountant, CPA, to look at it and see how it's all going to affect your bottom line.
Right.
So it's a very important program. That is for anybody who's in business, thinking about business, or trying to get a handle on the Affordable Health Care Act and what it's all about.
Individuals are welcome to
Correct.
Come. Correct. $15 ahead.
$15 each. Registration again. Go out to the SCORE, foxcities.org website, or you can come out to our BizTalk with SCORE website. We have a link there that you can go to pick up the registration as well.
BizTalkWithScore.com is the website for the radio program, BizTalk. If you'd like to listen to some previously recorded programs, we archive our programs going back. Well, we started that about 3.5-4 years ago. But on the Affordable Health Care Act, just want to mention that we had that here in Appleton in May. I think it was May 6th or something like that. And the people in the audience really liked the tone, the message, and the message from the group, John and Kurt and Linda, was how to apply the law to your situation. And we took questions, a lot of exchanging
right.
and transfer of information. They wanted to have this done again, so SCORE scheduled this for September 17.
Right.
So if you'd like to come to this,
yeah,
register on the website.
The format's going to be very, very comfortable. We'll be talking about the Affordable Health Care Act for about an hour plus, and then the rest of the program is going to be primarily
answer your
Q&A.
Questions. Yep.
So
answer your questions.
Bring your questions, and we'll try to answer those for you.
Yep. And when you go to the website, I think there's an opportunity for you to ask a question when you register. So if you're interested in one particular question, give us a heads up to that point or that question that you'd like us to talk about, and we'll be sure to mention it. And if we don't, just ask us at the seminar.
Absolutely.
It's at the Bordini Center on the 17th of September. Registration is 7:30. Starts at 8, goes to 11. It's $15 a person. It's going to be very well worth your time. Well, we want to acknowledge the sponsors who bring BizTalk to you every weekend. We couldn't do it without them, and we really appreciate their support for BizTalk as well as the SCORE chapter. Our sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Haling CPAs, the Epiphany Law Firm over on the north side of Appleton. Our newest sponsor is Bank First National. They're our guest sponsor today in the person of Jeff Scheffler. We'll be talking to Jeff in a moment. We also want to thank Mike Pulvermacher at eBiz Results, located in Oshkosh. They do a great job of website design and a lot of that other techie stuff that businesses need to really be successful and effective in the social media world. They built the BizTalkWithScore.com website for us, and they maintain it for us. So thanks, Mike, and your team. And we want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News in Green Bay. They put out a biweekly periodical called the Business News. And if you're in business or if you're thinking of going into business, for $20 a year, you should be subscribed to the Business News, because it's going to provide you with a lot of information of what's going on in the East Central Wisconsin that could affect your business. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be coming back on the other side. We're going to meet Jeff Scheffler, and you're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Every time it rains, it rains.
Pennies for pennies.
pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
And welcome back to Biz Talk. That little bumper music, we're going to make some sense of things this morning. We're going to talk about borrowing money. And our guest this morning is Jeff Scheffler. Jeff is with the Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation. Jeff is the vice president there. And Jeff has been in the banking business for a number of years. He's very good at what he does. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tony.
Welcome to the program. Glad
Thanks.
To have you here.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Glad you're here. And we can talk a little bit about some traditional forms of lending.
Tell us a little bit about your experience, Jeff. What's your expertise? What do you do at Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation?
So Wisconsin Business Finance Corporation, probably better known as WBD. So with Randy's approval, we'll continue to use that acronym throughout the rest of the program just to save some time. But WBD has been around since 1981. So for the past 33 years, WBD has been involved in delivering the knowledge, service, and resources to foster economic development in Wisconsin, to grow jobs, to grow businesses, to grow and support our communities. And what that means is that we're involved in helping entrepreneurs and existing business owners gain access to capital through an SBA 504 program. But in addition to that, we also support banks with SBA loan packaging and a little bit of borrower counseling as well through some of the other programs we deliver.
Mm-hmm. Now, your support of the lending institutions, which includes banks and the credit unions who are serving their business members, business clients, that money that WBD advances through that bank relationship, that lender relationship, is used for just fixed assets, correct?
Yeah, this program is a niche program, if you will. There's an SBA 7A program that will fund inventory and working capital. But the 504 program was really predicated upon financing fixed assets over a long-term period. So we can do 20-year financing on real estate, 10-year financing on equipment.
There's some real advantages to that program. The interest rate, the term. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the SBA 504 program, when we partner with a bank, we're usually brought into the relationship or the project, if you will, from the bank. We don't usually direct market our program because we're a subordinate lender. We come alongside the lender to provide subordinate financing to help the project move forward. The advantage of that for the lending institution like Bank First National is that they have a lower risk profile for that client. Mm-hmm. So they have a very comfortable loan-to-value position, as we call it in the industry, which reduces risk and makes it a more palatable project or relationship.
Now, part of the benefit to the borrower is they're not required to put in a typical 20 or 25% equity, and the interest rate is, comment on the interest rate.
Yeah, so the interest rate, these 504 loans are 100% guaranteed by the SBA. We are the delivery mechanism. It's the SBA's money for all intents and purposes. We're the delivery mechanism to do the paper and service the loan throughout the 20-year life. The way that the money is delivered, though, is through a bond sale. There's a debenture that's created, and there are investors across America who will buy a pool of these SBA 504 loans on a monthly basis. The real estate loans are pooled monthly. The equipment is every other month. And in any given month, there's $300 to $400 million worth of these 504 loans that are being sold. The advantage of that being in the bond market is the small entrepreneur or the established business around East Central Wisconsin has access to bond market financing, and the interest rates on those are derived from the 10-year treasury with a spread to the investor. So we see all-in rates for these 504 loans under 5% right now for a real estate project.
Fixed for 20 years.
Fixed for 20 years under 5%, and that includes all of the fees because the program is supported by the fees paid by banks to access the program and by borrowers to access the program. So there's very little funding from the American taxpayer for these programs.
And then once the loan is booked, a 20-year bond is booked at a fixed rate for 20 years, if the business needs to grow to another location, that remaining portion could be transferred to the new location.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of flexibility for the business owner.
And not only for growth and expansion, but when you think about succession planning, a father to son or daughter or brother, the new owner can assume those loans and keep that sub 5% interest rate for the remaining life of the loan. So if we were in a different environment, a rising rate environment, that could be very advantageous.
Mm-hmm. When you were talking about that, the percentages that a person has in the loan, for instance, the bank would have 70%. Your 504s would be a percentage, and then the person's personal down payment would be the next percentage. How does that split? What is that?
Yeah, so specifically on most traditional owner-occupied real estate transactions, let's take, for example, a manufacturing facility. If a borrower wanted to buy the facility they're currently renting, that's not a special use property. Mm-hmm. And it's also not a startup because it's an existing business buying the property there, the leasing. The breakdown of the financing, ultimately, when the bond funds and goes to market, the bank lends 50%.
Okay.
The CDC, WBD with the SBA lends 40%.
Okay.
And the borrower's contribution is only 10%. And another unique aspect of these programs is that if the borrower had equity in that property, for instance, so if it were not buying the property for the first time, but perhaps expanding, it can actually be a cashless equity contribution. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's another very unique way to get these funded.
You touched on a very important thing there, Jeff, is the business owner puts in 10% equity. When a typical bank loan is requiring 20 or maybe 30%, what is the reason for that?
The reason for the lower down payment is the 40% piece that's coming in via the debenture is fully funded or guaranteed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, the SBA. The investor takes that risk off the bank's balance sheet, and it's just indicative of the program. The program was designed to help business owners buy real estate, to buy the real estate from where they operate their business. And so what that means is outside of that program, our apartment buildings and investment strip malls and those sorts of things are not eligible.
Right.
The program was designed to help the small business entrepreneur own the real estate from where they work from.
And without having to put all that equity in a deal, they could leave that other 10 or 15% in the company.
Yeah, and that's a great point. Yeah. So it really supports the working capital needs of the business to have that available for marketing or hiring more employees, any working capital that they might need. They now have that available to them rather than stuck into the project.
Exactly. Right. We're going to take our quick break right here. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to give out the phone numbers if you'd like to call in. We're talking to Jeff Scheffler this morning on Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation loan programs, and they work closely with banks like Bank First National and other lenders. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The sky is
honey. I love the bumper music, Vicki. Thank you very much. It's good music.
And keeps us all awake and on our toes here.
Absolutely. Nice, catchy little tunes. We're here this morning with Jeff Scheffler. Jeff is the Vice President at Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation. The show is actually a day of guest appearance for Bank First National, who couldn't make it today, and they asked Jeff to come in and talk about business lending and what they do at WBD and how that program works with lenders like Bank First National. We were talking before the break about the 504 program, a niche program that SBA offers for fixed asset equipment. We talked a lot about real estate. But, Jeff, we can also use that program for equipment. And also, what is the break-even size of loan that we should start looking at 504 as a possible funding source?
Yeah, good question, Tony. We've actually put pencil to paper within WBD. Many of us are recovering bankers, and so we're pretty good with paper and pencil. But the what we've come up with is actually a $350,000 project size. Seems to be the point where it makes the most economical sense for the borrower to pursue an SBA 504 versus SBA 7A, for instance. And, of course, the other option out there is always conventional financing.
Right. What's the time difference between a 504 program and an SBA 7A program?
Yeah, there can be quite a difference there. If the lender is a preferred lender, like Bank First National is a preferred lender, they can underwrite and fund that loan in a matter of weeks.
The
7A loan, exactly. Where the SBA 504 loan, because it has to be packaged and sold on the secondary market, there's a longer lead time for that. In fact, it's a 3 to 4 month period after the project is done until that loan is ready to fund into the market, which is the time where the borrower actually receives their fixed rate. So we could be sitting here today talking about a project for a new building going up, and the all-in rates are 4.96%. The rate actually won't fix for that borrower until 90 to 120 days after construction is complete.
When the bonds sell.
Exactly.
And the bonds don't sell till the moon is over Venus, which is behind Mars.
Yeah, it's not quite that bad, but I get your point.
Yeah. There's a schedule for the bond sales.
Yes.
If you have a question for Jeff this morning, please give us a call at 281-1150. You can reach us at 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, please call us on a TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 866-887-1150.
Okay, Jeff, when you were talking about this, this is one of the cases with that 504 program where SBA is actually the lender. Most programs the SBA is involved in, they only insure the loan and work with the bank to be able to help you, the small business, to get the loan. So this is a little bit of an unusual departure for the SBA?
Yeah, it is. It's delivered by the CDCs like WBD.
CDCs?
Yes, yeah, Certified Development Company.
Okay.
That's our mission. We're a nonprofit. Profit mission-oriented organization, and we're the delivery mechanism for that 504 loan program. But you're right, Randy. The 7A loans are simply guaranteed by the SBA in the case of default, where in the 504, it's actually SBA funds that are backing or playing a part in the project funding. Okay.
As we're working with a client and so on and trying to decide what's the best thing for them and how to help them, the best route would be probably to start with the bank, explain the details, and then go the next step to talking to people like you and the rest of the program?
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of sources out there, obviously, for information such as SCORE and the Small Business Development Corporations, the SBDCs around the state. There's a lot of folks that are involved in economic development from a county or city or municipality position. But you're right, Randy. I think many borrowers, the most common or the most natural feeling thing to do is going to be to talk to their banker.
Good.
And let their banker explain the ins and outs, the advantages and or relative disadvantages of all of the programs that are available, not only from SBA, but from USDA and Farm Service Corporation and lots of different sources.
One of the things that people have questions about different types of SBA loans and what's really, this and that and the other thing is to go out to SBA.gov, take a look at that. They have a complete outline of all of the different types of loans that the SBA makes and or insures and how you could, as an individual, qualify, what it helps you do and so on. So it's a great starting point is to go out to that SBA website.
Jeff, you mentioned contacting the lender first and kind of finding out where things are, talking through with the lender, and then a lender could help determine and drive it to 7A guarantee or corporate or 504 program. I just want to give out the phone numbers for Joan Wolt, W-O-L-D-T, Joan Wolt, or Bill Bradley over at Bank First National. Joan can be reached at 920-236-8603. Again, that's 920-236-8603. And Bill Bradley could be reached at 920-237-5126. 920-237-5126. Both Joan and Bill are very experienced lenders. They're very familiar with the SBA program. And Jeff, as you mentioned, Bank First National is a preferred SBA lender, which means SBA recognizes the expertise of the lending institution to do SBA loans.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been a longtime SBA supporter because they know it's just one more arrow in their quiver. It's another way to get to yes, to find a way to fund a project.
Where is Bank First National going to have their office? in Appleton. They're building a new office in Appleton.
Yeah, that's true. You might see some land being raised by the Fox River Mall. That is the new location for the Bank First National Appleton. Their existing closest location to the radio station here is in Oshkosh at 101 City Center, downtown Oshkosh. But the Bank First National actually has 10 offices across East Central Wisconsin, from Ashwaubenon all the way over to Plymouth, Sheboygan, and Mishicot, and places in between.
Their headquarters are located in Manitowoc.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah, I was doing a little bit of research. They were founded in 1894, so they're no stranger to business lending and helping individuals with all of their personal and business banking needs.
And the thing is, too, that they do cover the area that we do also for SCORE. So anybody out there that's listening, we can help you help them to get started. So
yeah, we're really glad and happy that they're a sponsor of the SCORE chapter and BizTalk program, and we're happy to share this information with you about Bank First National. Jeff, tell us a little bit about what do you see out there in terms of the economy in the Fox Cities area? Is it picking up? Is it flat? What do you see out there?
Yeah, I think in general terms, we see pockets of economic development. We are involved at WBD in several new ground-up construction projects right now. In addition to that, we're involved in several changes of ownership situations where it's either generational or perhaps someone is at the end of their career and looking to pass it to a new owner. The 504 program can be used in all of those situations. So from where we were 3 years ago, things are looking very bright. Yet there's quite a bit of uncertainty. There are still some business owners out there who are just not quite convinced that now is the time to invest, to take on more debt. And I think most of us could agree that we understand from where they come.
What particular types of businesses are you seeing coming in or starting to grow right now?
We see a lot of activity in the manufacturing sector. Obviously, East Central Wisconsin or Northeast Wisconsin is very involved in capital equipment manufacturing to support the dairy industry, to support the paper industry. And so we see many suppliers needing more equipment. We see them needing a new space for their manufacturing. That comprises of the majority of our loan portfolio. Our portfolio is over 1,300 loans, about $700 million. So it's a very large component of that. In addition, we see a lot of retail establishments, and we do see food and food service and accommodation. So hotels and restaurants and C-stores are also a large part of our portfolio because, again, when you think about things from a risk perspective from a lender, some of those industries are more risky, taken at face value, than a manufacturer. And so the banks have asked us to partner with them to help their businesses in those industries grow and prosper.
Jeff, you indicated that there's a lot of competition, lending competition out in the valley. There's some growth going on, but you've also mentioned in the pre-show that there's a lot of competition among the banks, which kind of, if you want to draw an analogy, it's kind of like a borrower's market right now. And the banks are out there, they have money to lend, they're willing to lend money, but they just need quality borrowers to lend to.
Yeah, it would seem that because of, I mentioned before, the business owner's reluctance to know whether now is the time to invest, if they're going to hold back, there's extreme pressure on financial institutions to build their loan book, just like there's intense pressure on a manufacturer to grow sales every year. It's the same type of growth. The bank tends to be in competition with other lenders, other financial institutions, for a limited number of quality borrowers. And so we see extreme competition not only on rate. That's the first thing people think of. Well, it's just a race to the bottom in interest rates. It's not always about that. It could be loan structure issues, like will the bank require a personal guarantee or not? If they do require a personal guarantee, would it have to be collateralized or not? What about financial covenants like net worth step-ups or minimum debt service coverage requirements? Those sorts of things can either make a deal more palatable or less palatable to the borrower. And those are the terms and conditions that they're really comparing their financial providers on.
And also the bankers, not all bankers have an understanding of that kind of business. there might be a special business, a manufacturing business or something that's subject to certain economic trends. Not all bankers may understand that. So that's another part of trying to make sure as a borrower that the lender is taking an interest in my company.
Right. And the other thing, too, is that you're always trying to do relationship banking.
Right.
And that's one of the specialties that a bank like Bank First National, with all that experience, has, is to be able to develop those relationships.
Exactly right.
With both the bank and with people like you. So that would be the primary goal, is to not only just look at rates, but how it can be a good relationship.
Right. And most of our loan volume, you know, you've heard the old 80-20 analogy, right? I mean, 80% of our loan volume every year is coming from the 20% that use us the most or in the past.
Right.
The repeat opportunities or projects we have with the banks that we work with is rather staggering. In any given year, we're working with, you know, over 100 different banks or bankers on projects. So,
Jeff, you talked about Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corp, WBD, being a community development corporation. There are about 250 of those around the country. Let's talk a little bit about Bank First National's wisdom in partnering with WBD. WBD is a star player in the nation. Talk a little bit about that well-deserved recognition that WBD's received recently.
Yeah, so the most recent national recognition for WBD, in 2013, we were chosen by the SBA as the large CDC of the year. What does that mean? It means of the 250 or so CDCs across the nation, SBA deemed us to be the most effective, have the best performing loan portfolio, to be reaching the deepest into the communities that we serve and really making a difference in economic development. And that was a wonderful award. It was, it was well deserved. And it was 31 years in the making, if you will.
And it was really part of that recognition included how efficiently you process an application. Even SBA acknowledged, we don't get all the rework we have like we might with other CDCs.
Yeah.
You do it right the first time.
Yeah, our screen out percentage is in the top decile in the nation. And our response time is generally 2.5 business days. If we did happen to miss something, we have the SBA, the information, very quickly. Our portfolio is in the top decile. Not to toot our own horn, but what we do, the loans that we put on our books, they perform very well. So we don't use the program as an elephant hunting type of initiative. We use it to help support very well-managed and businesses that are performing very well. Sorry.
Okay. Now, just to go on from there, as part of your program, we've been concentrating right now on the 504, which is a larger loan for either purchase or upgrade in businesses that exist. For the new company, for the little guy starting out and so on, what role can you guys play in helping them?
Yeah. Prior to May of this year, Randy, the answer would have been, well, we can make a referral to a revolving loan fund, or we can make a referral to a bank who might specialize in very small dollar lending.
Okay, when you say revolving loan funds, every county in the state of Wisconsin virtually has their own local revolving fund for small businesses.
That's correct. Yeah, most municipalities across the state have funding available for small dollar requests, whether it be for a facade improvement or leasehold improvements inside the building. You name it. It runs the gamut.
Yeah.
But they're small dollars. I mean, we're talking maybe $50,000 or less.
Yes.
Yeah. In May, WBD gained the certification to become a microlender with the SBA.
Okay.
That means now WBD can use some of its own resources that we've acquired through all of our 504 funding over the years. We can put that capital back into the community via the microloan program. The microloan program allows us to directly lend to an entrepreneur up to $50,000.
Right, and that's a much quicker program as far as being able to get the approval and keep things moving.
Yeah, because it's a non-SBA guaranteed program. We're using our own loan policy, if you will, taking it through our committee internally at WBD and funding the loan.
But it does work, though, as what we call a gap loan. In other words, it's always in conjunction with some other type of lending going on?
Almost always. There are cases where we could do a standalone microloan, but almost always it's working as a gap financing vehicle. The borrower is maybe a little bit short on their equity contribution, or there's just happens to be a piece of the project that the lender doesn't want to finance, and so we pull that lever.
You'll take that risk.
Yes.
Because you've got the expertise evaluating those risks, and you've got a great track record. So how would people get a hold of you guys over at WBD to pursue that microloan? They could come to SCORE and we could pass it on.
Yeah.
But how do you... How do they reach you?
Yeah, directly. So my office is in Green Bay, and the phone number at our Green Bay office is 920-965-8356. Again, 965-8356. Or a person could send me an email directly at jshuffler@wbd.org. Again, that's jshuffler@wbd.org.
Got it. We're going to take our last break right now, Jeff. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk a little bit more about the microloan program because that fits right into what the SCORE market is. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
If I were a rich man, yabba dibba 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 dum, all day long I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I would.
We are not wealthy men, but we're happy men.
Yes.
And we're happy to bring you Biz Talk this morning. Our guest is Jeff Scheffler. Jeff is the vice president with Wisconsin Business Development Corporation, Finance Corporation, WBD. And we're here on behalf of Bank First National, who is our newest sponsor for SCORE Biz Talk. And we thank them for their sponsorship. Before the break, we were just beginning a conversation on microloans and WBD's role in doing microlending. And it just started in May of this year. If you have a question for Jeff, we have a few minutes to take a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Jeff, what is the processing time for a microloan?
A microloan loan can be funded probably within 30-day period. From the time we first meet with a prospect, and that we gather the information. We have a very short two-page preliminary application that we take just to make sure that the request would meet our loan
qualifications
and our loan policy, if you will. That also allows us to pull credit. There's a disclosure in there. Yeah.
Do they have to? Should they go through the lender first, or they could they contact you directly?
They could contact me directly.
And how do they reach you?
They reach me again at 920-965-8356. In addition to the microloan program, in May, we were certified as a community advantage lender. That is a subset of the SBA 7A program. Allows us to do a little higher lending limit. It's up to $250,000. And those loans are guaranteed by the SBA, just like a bank's loan would be. And in addition to both the microloan program and the community advantage program that are subsets of SBA, we also have started our own revolving loan fund. We talked before the break about revolving loan funds being across Wisconsin throughout almost every municipality of size, and some of a very small size. You would be surprised. And I would highly encourage a business owner to contact their local municipality, whether that's a town, village, or city, to inquire what they have available for the small business out there on Main Street, USA. But all of these programs, you guys, WBD, because we're a mission-based lender as a nonprofit, we recognize the need for financing, and we recognize the financing gaps that exist out there. Folks don't have the equity in their homes that they had prior to the recession. That used to be a very large driver of borrower contribution or borrower down payment, if you will, into many different projects, and that has evaporated. Some say it's coming back. So the gap between what a bank is willing to lend and the credit need, it needs to be supported, and we're there to help.
Good.
Okay, one of the things that we, of course, have our guests do at this point in time is to come up with a biz tip. A little bit of wisdom, a pearl of wisdom for the people out there as to what you feel they should do or how they should help themselves advance their business.
Well, in addition to taking advantage of everything that SCORE has available, specifically with the Simple Steps program, I would encourage them to contact their local municipality and find those nuggets of financing through the revolving loan funds. And So I guess I gave my tip a little before you asked for it.
When you're talking to a person, how important is it that they have a good business plan before they come and see you?
Well, I think it's critically important, not only for the person looking to give the financing, but for the business owner themselves. They need to understand their path or their future trajectory, and without that, sometimes they're just random thoughts in the head. Okay. I think it's very important, critically.
You hit the nail on the head, Jeff. It's a business plan in writing, not a random thought in the head business plan.
And that's
got to be in writing.
And the thing is that refers not only to the brand new startup, but to the person who's dealing with you, you know, in the 504s. They need that.
Growth companies as well as startups need a good, sound plan.
Good.
Well, we want to thank you for coming on the show this morning, Jeff.
Thank you.
You did a great job.
Thanks.
Great discussion.
Appreciate to be here.
And we want to thank Bank First National for bringing you on this morning.
Yes.
Again, Bank First National, thanks for your support of BizTalk. You've been listening to BizTalk this morning on the Voice of the Fox City 1150 WHBY.